Hey, it's good to see all of y'all this morning. Oh, man, we'll keep that right there. That's going in theory. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to see you this morning. Well, if you'd like, go ahead and stand up, please. Go ahead and greet about two or three people and say, so glad to see you this morning. Amen.
So glad to see you this morning. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Oops. I know, I forgot. I started yelling. There's those. Amen. Good to see everybody once again. We'll go ahead and pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Father God, that not my will, not what Ricky has this morning, but your will be done this morning, Father God. Everything that you would have for this congregation and myself, I thank you it will come forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word this morning. And Holy Ghost, sir, we thank you. The helper, the standby, the advocate, but the helper. I thank you to unveil and reveal truths to us this morning from your word. And I thank you, Father God, that I just pull on the anointing, on the mantle that you placed on my life in this pastoral office. And I thank you, Father God, I pull on it by faith to receive everything that you would have for us this morning, Father God, from the word. Even though we might have read all these scriptures 1,000 times over again, I thank you we look at it like it's the first time we've ever seen it. We look at it like, okay, what else is in this scripture that'll help me in life? And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. Turn over to Luke 17, verse 1, please. I'll do it out of the King James. I got two different titles. You can keep whichever one you'd like. One is, don't let someone else's offense offend you. Amen. And don't take up someone else's offense.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Emotionally ruled people are people that end up making bad decisions.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Offense is an event. Offended is a position.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. I'd write that down. Offense is an event. Offended is a position. Amen. Then saith he unto his disciples, it is impossible, but that what? Offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and he cast it into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones, right? But the main one I was wanting to look at was verse 1. It is impossible, but that offenses will come. That word right there, offenses, in the Greek, it means a stumbling block or a stick for bait. A stick for bait. A stick for bait. And that's like this. This would be like the stick for bait, this piece. You put your bait on it.
Yes.
Right? And then what happens whenever something comes to grab the bait? It's the stick for bait. Amen. Wow. Go to Matthew, please. Matthew 13. And I did not write down the verse. Some people's kids. Where's it talk about offended in here? It says offended in one of these verses. 57, thank you. Holy cow. Yes, a prophet's not without honor. Yes, that's the one. All right, I'm going to read a couple things to you real fast. You want to know how you go from offense to offended? You start making decisions based on your position.
Amen.
You start retaliation.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Or you start talking about someone, you know, because you're an eye for an eye kind of. Whenever someone's offended, they can't, they don't have firsthand knowledge of what happened, and so they cannot have a rational conversation about what really happened.
Yes, right.
All they know is what they heard, what happened. Ma'am, now this is not a conversation about facts, but perceived facts and emotional reactions.
Yes.
That's offense, and then you turn right into offended,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right here, verse 57, it says, and they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of what? Because of their unbelief. That Greek word right there is a scandalizio. I think I'm saying it right. I might not be because of my accent. It just happens. So, and that's where we get the word scandalous from. And that one translates into a trap, fall into a trap. Offended right there means to fall into a trap.
Yes.
So you got offense, the bait, and then offended, the trap.
Yes.
Right? Offense, the bait, and then you got offended, the trap. So like I was saying about the whole mouse trap thing, you got offense, which is the bait. So if we set this, I'm going to throw it at somebody. So good luck, everybody on the front row. I think I'm going to throw it at Ireland because she's the scaredest. No, I'm joking. So you got the bait, the offense, right? And that could be anything.
Yeah.
That could be some you taking up somebody else's offense. Guess what pastor said today? They said that it's God's will for everybody to be healed.
Right.
Well, what do you mean? My grandma died and she was in faith.
Right.
Was she, or do you assume she was?
Amen.
Because we don't hang out with grandma every waking moment, do we?
Right.
And if we start thinking about what grandma was talking about or what Uncle John or Uncle Fred said, was they constantly talking faith, or would they say, you know, I figured this would get me because my brother died of the same thing. But when we're around everybody, we sound like the Word of God, right? And so whenever the bait comes, if you do take the bait, I think I can do it. I can do it. Ready? I did it. If you take the bait, the whole purpose of the bait is to keep you trapped and to keep you where you're at. That way you won't have any way to get out. That's the whole purpose of a trap. A trap's not to be able to give you leeway or just have let you have fun and a comfortable life.
No.
A trap's to keep you bound.
Yes.
A trap's to keep you in bondage.
Yes.
A trap's to keep you in defeat.
Yes.
And a trap's to kill you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So whenever you're offended, you're taking the bait and allowing the trap to catch you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn over to Proverbs 19:11, please. Turn the passion, if you don't mind, ma'am. We don't have the ESV, do we? ESV? We have it now? No, I think we have the ERV, not the ESV. I pulled it up just in case. Anyways, the Passion says, a wise person demonstrates patience, for mercy means holding your tongue. When you are insulted, be quick to forgive and what?
Forgive.
I'll forgive them, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
For you are virtuous when you overlook what?
Offense.
An offense. In the easy read, it says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory. It is his glory, the person. It is his glory to overlook an offense. How is it his glory? Because if you overlook an offense, or if you don't allow that offense, the bait, to get you, then you won't be trapped.
Yeah.
That's how it's to your glory.
Amen.
That's how it will help you in the long run.
Yep.
If you don't take the bait.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Benson commentary says it defers the admonition of anger till he has thoroughly considered all the merits of the provocation, we got it, seen them in a true light and weighed them in a just balance, and then defers the prosecution of it till there be no danger of going into indecencies of speech or behavior.
Amen.
Satan will use someone to come and tell you how so-and-so treated them, or how what their boss is saying,
right.
Yeah. Or that their boss ain't going to make some work, but don't let them have overtime.
Right. Amen.
Or how, you know, this person's wife, I seen them out the other day. You should have heard the way he was talking to her.
Right.
And, you know, the pastor actually kicked them out of the church. Amen. So we're going to keep going through this till y'all start smiling. All right? Amen. They'll tell you all kind of stuff so that you'll take up their offenses. Because, see, they might be offended about it. You ain't. But they start telling you all of this stuff, you start getting offended for people. Man, really? They just talk to their husband like that? They just talk to their wife like that? Who do they think they are? I thought they were a part of the praise and worship team. I thought they were helping in kids' life, and they talk like that? And you wasn't even there, but you're taking someone else's word.
Amen.
And I'm going to be real honest with y'all for a few minutes, all right? Not like I haven't been yet, but anyway. It's like, well, when I was in school, if I messed up or if I failed, was failing a class, guess who my parents went to?
Teacher.
Interesting, ain't it?
Yeah.
They went straight to me, not the teacher. Why? Because I'm the one that's failing, not the teacher.
That's right.
I'm the one that got in trouble, not the teacher. But now everybody wants to say, Teacher, why is my kid failing? And you know, some of them might want to say, because they dumb. They ain't doing their work. They're not studying. I should have said dumb, so they're not dumb. That just kind of felt sorry. Didn't mean dumb. But it's interesting how we'll take what our kids say a lot of times as the gospel. That's it. I've seen so many parents get offended for their kids. They will take their kids' word over anybody else's. Oh, and when's the last time your kids told you the whole truth? But yet now all of a sudden when they're talking about school or what this guy at church said to me or what the youth pastor did, now all of a sudden they don't ever lie.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But concerning if they're who they're texting. Why was you on this page? I wasn't. Yeah, you were. I see it on your phone. I have your phone.
Right.
Why are you lying to me? They lie, but now all of a sudden, no, this is truth.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm getting offended for my kids.
Right.
Now I'm getting mad because they're telling me, you know, so-and-so said this at church.
Right. Come on now.
Hey, man, we're going to go to this side because y'all just ain't even.
Amen.
Amen. So we definitely got to be careful of being offended for somebody else's
Amen.
Offense,
yes.
Right? Why take the bait of somebody else when it has nothing to do with us? A lot of the times, you can ask Chelsea, because a lot of times she's like, well, let's wait a couple. I'm like, no, I want to settle this now. Like if somebody comes to me and says, hey, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. I'm like, all right, okay, thank you. Hey, yeah, can you come over to my house? We need to talk.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because I'm not going to take what somebody else says, somebody else did that works here in the church.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the person that it's said about.
Amen.
Because, see, a lot of people take, hey, guess what I saw them do? Nuh-uh. Yeah, I did. And instead of going to that person, they'll just go over to somebody else. You know, I'm not talking about anybody, but guess what I heard? Which is funny because I thought we were a family.
That's right.
Amen.
And not only that, I thought the whole church body as a whole was a family. So why do I have any business talking about what another church is doing or what they're not doing? I got a couple questions on that. Did God ask you to run that church?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Or did he ask the people that's pastoring the church to run that church? So then who's going to have to give account to what that church does? You or them? You will if you continually badmouth them.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man, didn't know we was going this way, but it's still good. Amen. So we got to definitely make sure we pay attention to what bait is. We got to know what bait is. And the best way you'll know what bait is, hey, guess how they treated me?
Right. Mm.
I had this guy when I was working another job a long time ago. He was a little disgruntled. He was mad at the boss. And I obviously worked with him every day. And so every day he would complain about the boss. Every day, right? And for some retarded reason, I just listened to him. I did. Until I became angry with the boss. Until every time the boss said something, what is he want now? Until I had the attitude of, why don't he do something? He just sits at his desk all day.
Come on now.
Amen. This is pretty good. And then I was talking to my brother. He still doesn't remember it to this day. So I'm telling you 100%, it was the Holy Ghost. I was talking to him, and I started complaining to my brother that doesn't work where I work about my boss. And he said, why are you allowing somebody else's anger or attitude towards your boss affect you? Because if you continually feed on that, they're going to step back whenever you take it over for them. And you'll be the one getting fired while they still continually work there.
Yes. Amen.
And so from I wish I could say from that day forward I shut my mouth, but it took a minute, because then I was mad at him. I don't know why he's on his side. You're my brother. We used to fight everybody together. But now all of a sudden, you know, it took me a little bit, but we finally got through it.
Amen.
But to be able to allow somebody to, that's offended at the boss, to bring their offenses, their bait to me.
Yeah.
And then me take the bait.
Yeah. That's right.
And now my whole attitude towards them has turned.
That's right.
To where I used to like them. We used to have fun. We used to work out together. But now, you do what you have to do, man. All
right?
So is there anybody in our life like that right now? You know, we all need to check it out. And if it is, why?
Yeah.
If it is, why? Is it because somebody else said something that they said they did?
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Y'all all right? Y'all got real quiet. Amen. We gotta check up on ourselves. Why take the bait? Because it's a detriment to my finances,
yes,
to my health,
yes,
especially if I'm the husband of the house.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Any husbands in here? Yes. Hey, amen. You should have said amen. Amen. Because I'm the one that has the authority over the house.
Right.
If you're the husband, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. I agree. So if I'm allowing stuff in, because I'm offended about something, then I need to deal with it.
Yes.
I don't need to allow that offense to debate. I don't just need to bite on it every single time.
Yes.
And people that gossip a lot are prone to constantly taking bait.
Yes.
And then their life looks like a roller coaster. Just pew, pew, pew. Why? Yes. Because they're constantly offended. The trap. They take the bait, and then they're offended for somebody else.
Right.
Amen.
And now they're in the trap.
Right.
The trap's a part of them now.
Yes, sir.
And now Satan has a foothold.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Y'all all right? Look at your neighbor. Say, we're going to get through this, I promise. When we pick up an offense without finding out if a story is true, we form a judgment against that person.
Amen.
Amen. So when we pick up an offense without finding out if a story is true, we form a judgment against that person. In our eyes, they are guilty, and we judge them accordingly. And how would you like it if you got sued or whatever and had to go to court? You walked in the courtroom, and as soon as you walked in, the judge looked at you and said, guilty.
Yep. Amen.
Come on now.
How would you like that?
Yeah. Amen.
So then why do we do that to other people?
Right.
We're acting like the judge.
Right. Yep.
We're condemning them, saying, you're guilty because of what I heard. I'm not going to ask you about it, but because of what I heard, you're guilty.
Right.
Well, these people, I trust these people. Look, everybody, you'll have one side, the other side, and then the right side.
That's
right. It's always best to get two sides of the story, because number one, people are always going to favor to their side.
That's right.
People are always going to favor to where it doesn't look like they're offended.
That's right.
Amen. All right, so we're going back to this side again. To where it looks like they're not offended or they're not mad at somebody. So that, you know, it looks like they're a victim.
Sure. Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I'm a victim, though, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like the whole with the defund the police deal.
Yeah.
Defund the police. People got offended. And so they put all policemen in one category because of one guy made a bad decision, or a few guys made a bad decision and messed up. Amen. Y'all might as well say amen, because it's true. We just talked about this during offering, right? Because if all guys are cheaters, all women are crazy, all pastors steal money. So now we're just grouping everybody into one group because of something that's happened on down the line. And so now all police are bad because they made a bad decision?
Right.
That's like saying all the people that were in the military were baby killers because somebody might have killed a baby.
Come on.
I wouldn't appreciate that.
Because
I know I didn't.
Right.
For a fact.
Yeah.
We went after people that were trying to kill us. That's what happened.
Right.
War is war. It's not going out doing like Saddam did.
Right.
That's not war. That's just terror. So I'll read it again. When we pick up an offense without finding out if a story is true, we form a judgment against that person. In our eyes, they are guilty, and we judge them accordingly. I'll tell you how to stop a lot of that.
Amen.
It'll be fun.
Amen.
So somebody comes up to you and says, hey, guess what so-and-so did? Go, oh, hang on a minute. If you don't mind, let's either call them or let's bring them into the conversation with us. Because now their tone is going to change. Because if somebody really did do you wrong and I said, well, let's bring them into this conversation, you'd be like, okay, let's do it. But if they didn't, no, I don't want to cause no problems. But time out. Yeah, you do, because you was just about to tell me about it.
That's right.
But now all of a sudden we want to bring them into the conversation. You don't want to cause problems?
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I think he's talking to you. No, I'm joking. Oh, man. Look, it's all right to laugh, all right? Amen. So when we pick up an offense without finding out if a story is true, we form a judgment against that person. In our eyes, they are guilty, and we judge them accordingly. So we need to find out if what people are talking about is the truth or not. I'm going to tell you, just like our kids, I don't know why we think all of a sudden they become angels when they start telling us about something. Well, my kid never lies. What makes you think that? They just lied to you yesterday. I know, but this is a different thing. How? You think they're going to tell you something that might get them in trouble? You think they're going to tell you the whole truth about the situation? They're going to tell it to where it looks just good enough that I don't get in trouble. And that this other person, because that's the bait. If somebody gets mad at somebody and now I'm going to talk about them, but make it look good enough to where it's not me, but them that's the problem.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to Numbers 13:28, please. Numbers 13:28. Say amen when you get there. Numbers 13:28. It says, nevertheless, this is the Israelites, they went and spied out Canaan's land, remember?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't know that, please go back and read it, the beginning, down to verse 28. That way you know what's going on. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are what?
Fortified.
And what?
Very large.
Pull it up in the King James, please. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of what?
Anak.
Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb did what? Before Moses, and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to what?
Overcome it.
But the man that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sights, right? In their sight. Go back to 28, please. If you go back up to about verse 28, actually. That way we ain't got to read all that. 27. I don't know why I said 28. And they told him and said, we come unto the land whether thou sendest us, and surely what?
It floweth with milk and honey.
And this is the fruit, and that talks about it in 23. And this is the fruit of it. Go back, please. They said, surely, it's just like you said. It's just like you said. We got fruit. There's land there. There's everything that we need there. It flows with milk and honey. Now 27. Nevertheless, or 28, sorry. You know what I meant. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. Offense of the bait, I'm going to call it the bait, showed up. They said, surely, this land is just like God said it was. Just like it. It's got everything in it. It took two of us to carry back these grapes. This is just an amazing place, just like God said, right? And then the bait showed up and said, nevertheless, we're going to die there. It's the cities, they're too big for us to take. They're too fortified. There's giants there. And then the whole congregation, well, then Caleb tried to stand up and say, let's go up and take it at once. And I really think that they might have interrupted him. No, we can't. No, we can't. There's giants that live there. And so the whole congregation was listening to the evil report. See, they were offended for it. And then they started talking to the whole congregation. The offense, the bait showed up because they said, look, we go in there. We're going to die, fellas. There's giants there. Yeah, this is some great food. It took two of us to carry it. Yeah, there's some huge cities. We can't get in, though. They're too fortified. There's giants there.
Amen.
The offense showed up, the bait. The bait showed up, right?
Yes.
And then go to 14, chapter 14, verse 1, please. And all the congregation lifted up their what?
Voice.
And cried, and the people wept when?
Amen.
Next, please. And all the children of Israel murmured against who?
Moses.
Interesting. It says murmured against who?
Moses.
And against Aaron? And are they the ones that brought up the evil report?
No.
They're the ones that brought up the good report. That said, hey, God told us that there's a land over here that belongs to us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But they allowed bait.
Amen. Come on now.
To get them offended, because now they're crying all night long. Right. God, you brought us out here to die.
Come on now.
Yeah. Seeing the miraculous every day, getting there to the Canaan's land, getting to the land of promise, getting there, seeing it every single day. And now all of a sudden another thing pops up. We can't do it. We're going to die. And the whole congregation, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better?
Yeah.
Were it not better for us to return? Where?
Egypt.
I would cross that word out and put slavery. Because that's what that was. Bondage.
Yes.
Slavery.
Yes.
How did I write it? They were so offended that slavery before looked better than overflow now.
Amen.
They allowed the bait to come in. Because they heard what Moses told everybody. Everybody heard that, hey, God told us this is our land.
Right?
Yep. Anybody read the Bible besides me? Okay, thank God. Amen. We're all on the same page. Amen. It's got to get y'all's attention sometimes. Amen. It's good. I forgot what I was saying now. Thanks a lot. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Moses told everybody about it. So not just the 12 spies that went in,
right. They
weren't the only ones that knew about the promised land. Everybody knew about it, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then all of a sudden the bait showed up and said, we can't take it. We're going to die. It's the walls are too big and there's giants that live there.
Right.
And so they accepted the bait. And what did it make them do? They fell. Number one, they cried all night.
Yep.
Cried all night. Yep, complaint. And then they started murmuring against the leadership.
Amen.
That's
good.
Started murmuring against the leadership. But before you didn't. Before you was like, yes, let's go get our land then. But now, you haven't even seen the land.
That's right.
And so now you're taking someone else's perspective of what the land looks like and what's in the land and what belongs to you. Now you're taking somebody else's perspective or what they think, and you're forming a judgment off of it, saying, we're going to die. Let's kill Moses and Aaron, make us leaders, and go back to slavery. Whenever we do that, that's like saying, well, healing's not for everybody. I would be careful of that.
Yes, sir.
Because how do you know? Well, my uncle died of this and he was in faith. Was he? All I know, he might have. I don't know if he was or not. Not my place to say. I'm not God. But I know what Isaiah 53:4-5 says. I know what Matthew 8:17 says. And I know what 1 Peter 2:24 says.
Amen.
And so concerning the word, I know that healing belongs to me. And so to take somebody else's perspective of it, well, they're just out for your money. How do you know? Well, look at all these people that stole money. Why are we putting them in the same category, though? Because we don't like being put in the same category as a lot of people, do we? No, we don't. Amen. I agree with you. Thank you for answering. So just like I don't be like, it's not good English. I don't like being put in a category with everybody just like you don't.
Amen.
Thank you. Hey, you're doing great. I appreciate the help. Amen. He's saying amen. I'll tell you. I just like messing with Steve. Amen. So they allowed the offense to affect them so much that even when Joshua and Caleb tried to tell them the truth, they wouldn't hear it. Because the bait got them hook, line, and sinker. The bait got them so focused on defeat instead of victory. That they allowed the truth to not even faze them.
Yes, sir.
They allowed the truth to not affect them any. All they saw was defeat. Yeah. We ain't making it. Everybody's dying. Our kids are going to be slaves. And it's, and that, amen. I could just go on about that for days. Like, well, we might as well talk for a minute. Amen. So verse 3, it said, "And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? It were it not better for us to return into Egypt?" Quick question. Were they not prey in Egypt?
Yes.
So, amen. Okay, moving on. Amen. I'll say this one again real fast. It says that they were so offended that slavery before looked better than the overflow now.
Amen.
Amen. Are we allowing somebody else's offense to affect us? Are we allowing ourselves to be offended from someone else's offense? Well, guess how my bosses treat me. Are they? Are they really?
Amen.
All right, yeah, we're going back over here then. Amen. Thank you. Amen. It's like, Zoe's not out here right now, so I'm going to talk about her. Don't tell her. Sometimes going home from church on Wednesdays, she tells me about school and stuff like that. And the other day, she was talking about this one teacher. She's always holding us in class and making us late for class. And I could have been like, you know, we'll just punch her in the throat or something. But, and she doesn't like my response a lot of times because I'll just tell her, look, the teacher's right. I'm pretty sure the teacher is not going against school policy
right. Just
amen. Because you're saying she is.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is every person in the world good? No. But that's in any area of our life. That's at your job. That's at a gas station. That's at my job. That's anywhere in life. You know, it's like the defunding the police. Well, all of them's bad. Said who? The news? So now I'm agreeing with news? Let God be true and what?
Amen.
So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you want to come tell me something, we're going to have to bring the other person in. And so when that, and like talking about Zoe, like I, and not just that deal, there was another deal and stuff. And I was like, well, you need to start acting right then. Well, what do you mean? Well, you're probably doing something to provoke it, to cause this reaction. No, I'm just an angel just sitting there being quiet. I'm sure you are. No, the teachers are just, they just don't like me. They're just against me. No. Because look, all of us really think that a teacher didn't like us, right?
Yeah.
You might as well raise your hand. You know good and well everybody thought it, during school, they just don't like me. Yeah. Well, did you try being nice? Did you try talking to them? Man, nothing? All right, we're going back to this side. Amen. So why would I allow my kids to bait me into something that would trap me.
Amen.
Amen.
My kids.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Well, my kids never lie. I promise you they are. And they do. Because I've had a few instances where I've had to tell people, look, your kid's probably not telling the truth. Well, you know, they've never lied to me before, and they're really honest with me. Are they? Or is it just their side of the story?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, they got no reason to lie to me. Are you sure? Because obviously we wouldn't be having this conversation. Okay, yeah, all right.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Matthew 24:10, please. So they allowed the offense to come in, even when Caleb and Joshua were trying to let them know, look, God said it belongs to you. God says that it belongs to you. It's yours. You can have it. They allowed to be the offense. They took the bait, but they allowed themselves to be offended. Thank God we got that out. So I thought I was vapor locked for a minute. Son, they... Look, it's okay to laugh. I enjoy this. Amen. But they allowed to be offended, to mess them up to where they couldn't even hear truth anymore.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Come on now.
They couldn't.
Yep.
All they heard was just this death. Yep. Let's go back to slavery.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to our old life. We can't do this Christian life. And then shall many be what? And shall betray what? And shall hate what? Next. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive what?
Many.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what?
Wax cold.
Shall wax cold. Amen. A few things real fast. These are some of the roots of being offended. One, you'll betray one another. So if you're talking about somebody, you think you're betraying them. Yeah, I mean, even if you're trying to justify your side of the story, you do realize you're talking about somebody, right? And I'm not trying to take away if somebody truly did do wrong. I should have heard a better amen than that. If somebody truly did do wrong. Amen. And that's kind of like what I said earlier. If it's really true, whenever we say we need to bring them in, you'll be all for it. Or your first thing will be like, look, I need to tell you something that happened, but let's bring this person in. That way we can go ahead and discuss it. And let you know what happened. Amen. That's pretty good, right?
Amen.
So roots of being offended, you betray one another. You will hate one another.
Yes.
You'll be deceived.
Yes, sir.
And your love will grow cold.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. On the deceived part, I wrote down, they'll listen to teaching that will confirm how they are living is okay.
Yes.
Instead of confronting how they're living. So see, a lot of people, they get offended at the word of God because it's confronting their lifestyle.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
And so they want somebody that will just say, look, how you're living is okay.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. And that'll also let us know our maturity. Too, because if we start getting offended whenever the word comes and starts correcting us, then we're still pretty young and we need to grow up in the word a little more. Because correction is good. No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, it is. Because if I get corrected, that means that I'm able to get past this little slump that I was stuck in. And now I'm able to go further now. That's exactly how I look at being corrected and helped. Amen. It's being, all right, look, you messed up right there. We need to come back this way a little bit. Well, thank you. Amen. I will. I'll make that right correction and move forward. I'm not over being helped or corrected. You can ask my wife. I tell my parents, because they're actually not only my physical parents, but my spiritual parents, that, hey, if I'm ever doing anything or teaching anything wrong, correct me. I'll take it. Because I don't, number one, I don't want to sit here and tell y'all a bunch of stuff that ain't true. I don't want to sit here and try to preach something to y'all that's not even so in the Word of God. That would be ignorant on my part.
Amen.
We need stuff that'll help us in life. That'll make us victorious every day of our life. Amen. And then your love will grow cold. The Greek word there, the word cold comes from the Greek word psycho. Oh, Jesus. Psycho. So to become cold, or to, it also means some definitions, to become cold or become cool by blowing. Another one is a spiritual energy chilled by a poisonous wind.
Come on now.
Amen. A spiritual energy chilled by a poisonous wind. Well, what's a poisonous wind? Guess what they did to me. Guess, did you hear about that other church? I heard that the people over there, everybody's leaving. I actually had somebody say something like, why is everybody leaving the church? I said, I didn't know they were. I didn't know they were.
Amen.
Amen. I've also had a few things said. I don't know if I should tell y'all that. Amen. Oh, I wrote this down. So, like I was saying, a cold wind, right? A spiritual energy chilled by a poisonous wind. By a poisonous wind, right? And that's what makes an empty bucket with a lid on a seat, right? That's what makes an empty bucket. Once the cold wind, they start getting offended or start running their mouth. That's what makes empty buckets with a lid on seats, right? Yeah. Because offense came and the lid was put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
So we're buckets, right? Being filled with the Word. But when offense comes, a lid is placed on. And now when the Word comes to pour into you, it just hits lid and runs off. And so now growth is not happening at all. Just off being offended is, and we're sitting there looking like we're about to just choke slam the pastor. I wish you wouldn't. I'm just joking. Amen. That was funny though. Amen. Some of y'all's probably like, I bet I could take you. You could try. I ain't been saved that long. No, don't be messing with me. No. I'm just playing. Amen. Yeah, right from the south side of heaven, like Miss Tiana said. Oh, man, that's too funny. Look, we got to get focused. Y'all stop playing. This is a reason some people that are making progress then stop.
Yes, sir.
Because of offense, and because our hearts grew cold, and it makes us go psycho. It makes people go psycho. It makes people start acting crazy.
Amen.
So don't allow offense to mess with you. Amen. We need to stop because it's time. Amen. Hopefully we'll pick back up next Sunday. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. Don't accept offense and don't be offended.
All right. Hallelujah. I think the Holy Spirit's been in this place this morning talking to us. Amen. We're going to pray and we're going to get some things right. So, Father God, we hear your word this morning. Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. You have sent this word to us to get some things right in our life. Father God, we humble ourselves right now in your anointing and in your glory in this place and under this word that was spoken out. Father God, we repent if we were ever the ones to cause offense to happen. Lord, forgive us if we have ever stepped in that position. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace abundantly overwhelming us with forgiveness. Hallelujah. That we can bring that up to you. And Lord, you are a good God. And we apply the blood of Jesus over our life. Lord, we don't want to be that person. We don't want to live that way. But also, there might be some here this morning that are offended, that find themselves in that position, in that state of being offended, that we have fallen for offense and now we are offended, Father God. Lord, search us, O Lord. If we have any of that awful, evil, yucky offense in our life and in our heart, Father God, we need to get it right. Holy Spirit, I believe that you're bringing up situations as the word was being given. You have brought up situations and people into our thoughts. And Father God, we just lift that up right now. And Lord, we say we forgive them. We forgive them, Father God. Who are we that you have forgiven us? Lord, that now we say that right now, that we forgive them. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we can walk that out, that we can start walking in forgiveness toward that person because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. And we can apply that to that person in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, right now that we see offense as a trap and we're not going to fall for it any longer. Glory to God. We're going to say, know what? That is a trap. I'm walking around. I'm not falling for that again and again and again. No more. No more am I going to be falling for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as people's heads are bowed, if you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, if you don't know this kind of way of life, that there is deliverance, that there is forgiveness, that there is hope, that there is peace, that there is real joy to life, please raise your hand. I want to introduce you to the good life Jesus has. If that is you, we want to take this time. It is a serious thing. It is an everlasting choice for eternity. We don't want to speed through that, but Father God, in this place right now, if you are talking to that person, please raise your hand. We need to introduce you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we can go to your